The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. It's time to put your money where your values lie. Break free from your big bank. Visit DuPageCU.com/join today. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Everybody, it's Black and Abdallah, ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago app, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Make sure you follow us there. It's all brought to you by Xfinity. Short show, quick show. I don't have the jacket on yet, but it is a jacket show. Chris Black, once again, has the night off. Lot to do. Last day of meat and cheese preview for us. Make sure you check out Chicago's college tailgate tomorrow. And then, of course, all the other festivities that are going around Meat and Cheese Week. There'll be a pregame show. Dion Miller, Jeff Mellor will have your pregame show on Sunday. Before the game, 10 to noon here, fantasy football, 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., 8 a.m. for fantasy football. So make sure you tune in for all the Meat and Cheese Week festivities. But it is Meat and Cheese Week for us. It is Bears Week for us. It is a Friday night. You know what that means. 312-332-3776. All calls welcome. We'll start with James in Gurnee. What's up, James?
Hey, Dolls. What's going on, man?
It's all good. It's been like 5 minutes since I talked to you on the phone on the other side.
Hey, Adam. So really quickly, I really like what Laser's doing with the kid, man. I really like that. I hope they need to open up the offense a little bit. And the defense is playing much better. And I'm just hoping that we're one of the better run-blocking teams in the game. I'm hoping that can start to grow our pass-blocking. But one thing to me, I don't know if anyone else is seeing this, Adal, and I already asked you, and I thought that Justin would be a little bit more dynamic running the football, a little bit. Now, I'm not talking about Lamar Jackson dynamic or Michael Vick dynamic. I was thinking more on Russell Wilson. But even if you look at the kid in Buffalo, why, for some reason, I don't know if they got him thinking so much. The game needs to slow down, but I just thought he would be able to get a couple first downs and be a little bit more nimble in the pocket. Other than that, I like where they're headed, but do you agree or disagree that you thought he'd be a little bit more dynamic outside the pocket?
Well, I think...
He's doing a great job as usual. Go ahead.
Thanks, James. No, I appreciate that. And I think that he runs when he has to. I think people that, you know, watched him in college say that he is a natural pocket passer. Like that, he likes to be in the pocket first and runs when he has to. Now, he did, you know, hyperextend the knee in that game, so maybe he was being a little more conservative with his running and, you know, throwing the ball away a little bit more. They were running more rush plays for the running backs as opposed to him because of the hyperextended knee. They didn't want to add more, any more injury to that knee. They are the ninth best rushing team in the NFL. They have the ninth most rushing yards per game in the NFL. Despite that, they are 30th in points per game allowed. So I think you're right. I think that, you know, if he wants to run, he can. I was more concerned about the knee and him re-injuring it or aggravating it a little more and having to come back out of that game. So I'm kind of glad he didn't run. I think you might see more design runs for him with the Damian Williams not being in the game and obviously the injury to David Montgomery and them having to rely mostly on Khalil Herbert this game. So maybe you will see some more design runs, but I would like to see him run a little bit more. Look, if you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. It's the NFL. So I think you see him run a little bit more on Sunday.
Yeah, I totally agree, Adam. And like you said, that was a hyperextension on the knee. And I do like what Laser's doing. I just hope to God that Nagy doesn't pry in there. So
yeah,
defense is going to have to play big, and we're going to have to open up the offense. I just want to see a progression on their offense and start opening up a little more each week. You know what I mean? But it does stem from the amount of pressure that's coming on the kid. If he's going to get killed, they have to back it off. They're going to have to start to open up that playbook a little bit. And I like to see with that running for him to come on the outside, especially in the red zone a little bit. There's a couple of times in the red zone, I think, if they would have booted him, he could have walked in. So
I agree.
I want to see the progression. It's nice to see the kid. And I really think, real quick, and I'll let you go, I think that decision for Nagy to call for Justin came from above. I think finally, I'm hoping that Pace and the powers that be finally said, you know what, Dalton's done. Nagy's all back and forth, and all of a sudden he's like, Justin's our quarterback. I really think that heat came from above, and I'm glad to hear it. So
I agree with you.
You guys are doing a great job. Does Black ever work anymore?
No.
Playing golf? Mm-hmm.
He's done. No, he's done. He's done. Yeah.
What do you have? Is he having a bad hair day? Or is he
He ran out of his fine pomade, so he has to wait till it comes in the mail.
Okay, well, you guys are doing a great job. Let's just be really good. What I'm thinking, I can't say the Packers are going to win, but I think we have a better opportunity, and we're going to have to open up the offense a little bit, and we'll see, man.
All right, thanks, Chase. Have a good night. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, I think they run Justin Fields a little bit more. I think it did come from above, or you know, whether he went to the play, Nagy went to the players, or the eight offensive coordinators that they have on the staff, and they figured it out. But you know, I like that Justin Fields is playing. Keep playing him. He's not going to get killed. Like he's a quarterback. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. It's the NFL. That's what happens. Injuries happen every single day to every single NFL player. Every Sunday to every single NFL player. Dean downtown. What's up, Dean?
Hey, Adam. Really quickly, the reason I called was to sprinkle a little something on the Syracuse.
Oh, they already started.
I know. I already did it. I guess you could live bet it. But I'm not a fan of the one-man show. I've said it before. I love you, but you guys got to get Aki or Sean Davis in there.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Dean. I appreciate it. No, he doesn't like us. He doesn't like us, Sean. He doesn't like us. You're
that
here.
Random, right?
Yeah, he can talk whenever he wants to. We'll try that again. We'll start
By
over.
The way,
Dean.
Happy-
no, we'll start over. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to start over, Dean. We're going to start over. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Dean's downtown. What's up, Dean?
Hey, Adam Abdallah. I love the show. Great,
thank you.
Great broadcast you got
here. Appreciate
it. I wanted to wish Chris Black a belated happy anniversary.
His anniversary is in like January.
Oh, then it was like his wife's birthday or something I saw on Instagram.
Yes, his wife's birthday was yesterday, I believe. Yeah, yesterday.
Well,
I know it was yesterday.
Happy birthday to Chris Fleck's wife. And I don't really have much else for you tonight. Just sprinkle a little something live betted. I'm telling you.
Okay, I will.
I texted Tyler Aki. I said, let's do it, baby. All right, love the show, guys.
Thanks, appreciate it. Have a good night. Have a good weekend, Dean. I did talk to Tyler Aki about putting some money down on Syracuse, and he disagreed with me. He said maybe I shouldn't. I think they're going to score here, but I think Clemson might have to. He said don't bet them. He said Clemson's going to run all over them tonight. So I trusted Tyler. I did not. I said the Carrier Dome is where teams go to die when they play Syracuse. Wake Forest almost lost last week when they played inside the Carrier Dome. So maybe they find a way to win. Syracuse does, but Clemson's just been awful. And Chris Black and I will be out tomorrow. Speaking of college football, Chris Black and I will be out tomorrow at Pop's Pizza and Sports Bar in Roselle, courtesy of Coors Light. We'll be drinking cold, refreshing Coors Light. We'll be eating Pop's Pizza, and we'll be talking college football with you. Chicago's College Tailgate tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Pop's Pizza and Sports Bar in Roselle. We've got a few more of these coming up. Chicago's College Tailgate remotes outings that we'll be doing. So why don't you guys come out and say hi? If you're in the greater Roselle area or if you're in Roselle, come say hi. Come say hi. It'll be great. It's going to be a party. Joey is in Irving Park. What's up, Joey?
Hey, I just want to bring up, it's like the anniversary of my friend jumping out of Soldier Field and catching that ball.
Oh, this is?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? Either it is or it isn't.
What happened was the game before that was a preseason game, and they had, you know, we had four seats. I wasn't at either of those two games.
Okay.
But he owned the seats, and then they gave his buddy, my buddy Kuzi, they gave him a ball.
Okay.
A game ball. And Hose was pissed off. He's like, what the hell? He goes, I'm next game, we're home, I'm getting a ball. And so he said he could see the trajectory of the kicks, and Butler would always kick over the net. And, he jumped over the side and made history.
Okay.
But also,
good for
the Carmen bit. Could you play the Carmen bit where...
Oh, you called me earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because Billy was talking about the Cubs all day.
He didn't. He spent 10 minutes on it.
I'm a Cubs Sox fan. I need a little pick-me-up.
Let's see. How about this for you?
And how about roll...
Roll Tide?
Ramblers. No, Roll Ramblers. I'm fourth generation Loyola. Well, I didn't graduate, but fourth generation Loyola student. But my nieces and nephews are fifth generation.
Okay.
Because we're from Rogers Park.
All right.
Yeah. My
all
me.
Right.
And, you know, don't forget my buddy jumped out of the stands. And...
You know what today is the anniversary of, Joey? And thank you for the call, Joey. Can I give you an anniversary today? So today is October 15th. And today is the anniversary. In 2009, Sean, do you remember this? In 2009, the Balloon Boy hoax. Do you remember when two parents claimed that their boy was up in a balloon, a helium-filled gas balloon that was it was shaped like a flying saucer, and
that.
It flew over Colorado, over Fort Collins, and this was like everywhere. Like there was live footage of all this, and then ended up that the kid wasn't even in the balloon,
right.
And it was a hoax, and they were just trying to get publicity that this kid was up in this balloon. It reminds me.
More than 40,000 watched in disbelief as a hot air balloon carried an 11-year-old boy over the light towers and eventually dumped him in the icy Minnesota River. It was a tough act to follow.
That was a tough act to follow. So tough, in fact, that in 2009, on this day in 2009, the balloon boy hoax happened where parents faked their kid being in a balloon. Like, I remember being glued to the TV being like, they got to get this kid down.
That was like peak catfish, right?
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean,
because Manti Te'o was like 2012.
What did they think was going to happen when the balloon came down to Earth? What did you think was going to happen? We're not going to look in the balloon?
At that point in time, they got all the attention they wanted.
Like, are
I
you
kidding? That's the way they figured it.
They just want, and like, they wouldn't get in trouble for it? Like, what were the, I don't even know what the consequences were. They had to, they were pressured into a guilty plea. And I believe they were, it says they were deported. Well, that's not good. But still.
More than 40,000 watched in disbelief as a hot air balloon carried an 11-year-old boy over the light towers and eventually dumped him in the icy Minnesota River. It was a tough act to follow.
So, yeah, they were a felony charge of attempting to influence a public servant because they had to get police. They called the police and they tried to get all these people there to help with this balloon boy.
Now, was anyone charged?
Yeah, they pled guilty.
No, I'm talking about the balloon boy before the Super Bowl.
Oh, this one? I don't know. But
did his parents have
misdemeanors? I mean, he fell into the icy river, so I feel like, oh, like, did they go after the... I don't think you were just suing people left and right back when this happened.
More than 40,000 watched in disbelief as a hot air balloon carried an 11-year-old boy over the light towers and eventually dumped him in the icy Minnesota River. It was a tough act to follow.
I feel like you were just like, oh, I guess he fell in the river.
The owner of the balloon had to get child endangerment.
I don't think that was a thing like back then. They didn't have child endangerment.
Back then, we didn't wear seatbelts weren't even worn in the car.
No, absolutely not. All right, we got a lot to do next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Hockey fans rejoice. Hockey is back. Let your voice be heard on ESPN 1000's The Hockey Show, presented by Bettenhausen Automotive. Host Brian Hanley and Pat Boyle talk all things hockey and take your calls.
So glad to have the show back, especially with the Hawks looking like they're going to be exciting.
The Hockey Show, tomorrow morning at 10 on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN 1000. Also brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
When you live with dentures, you miss out on things like eating what you want and smiling and laughing as often. But with dental implants, you can feel like yourself again. Eon Clinics has been restoring smiles with dental implants for over 10 years, and they've helped thousands of people get their smiles back. They're all-in-one. Dental implant centers have everything you need in one place to make getting your new smile as quick and painless as possible. This includes a team of doctors, specialists, and support staff who are among the most experienced and highly trained experts in dental implant procedures. Concerned about the costs of dental implants? Learn about affordable financing options when you meet with one of their dental implant experts. Schedule a free consultation today when you visit eonclinics.com or call 844-365-SMILE to book your appointment. Mention ESPN Radio during your visit and save $1,000 on single, arch, or full mouth restoration. Eon Clinics, dental implants for life.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah, ESPN 1000, and now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
To do short show. The game one of the ALCS is coming up here. Astros and Red Sox at 6:30. Make sure you come out tomorrow. Chicago's College Tailgate, 11 a.m. Myself, Chris Bleck, will be out at Pop's Pizza and Sports Bar in Roselle at 11 a.m. with Coors Light, drinking cold, refreshing Coors Light and eating some pizza. So come hang out, talk some college football. Talk whatever you want to with us. We'll be talking college football on the air, but, you know, like in breaks and stuff, come say hi. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We'll be hanging out. It'll be fun. It's time for Bleck and Abdallah's FanDuel Game of the Night. We're going to go to college football tonight. Syracuse and Clemson has already kicked off. That game is tied at zero with about 7 minutes left in the first quarter. So it's going a little, it's going moving a little quickly, but we're going to go tonight, late night, Pac-12 after dark, Cal at Oregon. I don't like the spread in this because I think Cal can keep it close, but I don't know. Oregon sometimes has these games where they just blow opponents out, but they've been, you know, last year they struggled with Cal a little bit. I'm going to go with the total in this one, 52.5. I'm going to go under 52.5 for Cal and Oregon tonight. That's a late night kickoff, Pac-12 after dark. That is the Bleck and Abdallah FanDuel game of the night. FanDuel believes that beating the spread is hard enough, so unlike other sports books, FanDuel doesn't make you jump hoops when you want to withdraw your winnings. If you haven't signed up, FanDuel's giving you $100 in free bets when you do. No deposit required. FanDuel will also make your first real money wager risk-free, up to $1,000. If you lose, you'll get it back in site credit. Sign up, check out FanDuel's new sportsbook and racetrack in East St. Louis, formerly Fairmount Park. While you're there, bet, watch, and win on live horse races and sports from all over the world. Sign up there and then bet on FanDuel Sportsbook easily on your phone from the comfort of your home like I do every single day. So head on over to FanDuel Sportsbook and horse racing to get in on the action. You must be 21 or over in Illinois. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. $10 minimum deposit required to withdraw any winnings. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's time for my favorite segment of the week. Let's do good question. Yeah, I got a question for you.
Can I get an answer?
You're going to take any questions?
Let me finish talking. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy.
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Can I get a question for? Can I get an answer?
It is good question. It is my favorite segment of the week. It is our favorite of the segment of the week. It is your favorite segment of the week. When a host asks a guest a question and the guest says good question back before they give their response, the host gets a point. In the year 2021, Tom Waddle is leading the way with 20. Sylvie has 16 and everybody else is far behind. Here's this week's edition of Good Question.
What do you believe will happen?
Waddle, King's King!
Next year, do you think he'll step aside? What do you think his destiny
know,
is
Tommy,
after the
I don't know, Tommy. That's a good question.
Waddle, is there anything that you've come across
Meller.
Or seen that you would...
Like, Jeff Meller gets a point.
What?
Or would I would change?
From Waddle.
No. I would demand that they
yes,
do.
Yes, that you want the Bears to steal, basically, Allegiant Stadium okay. that you've seen.
It's a good question.
As you watch this team defensively,
Tony
talked, you just
take that
up with hoodie there
take
about the
chop it up.
Uncontested stolen bases. The whole defense, how do you improve a team defensively without making major changes to the roster?
Yeah, that is a very good question.
Where is the line between hey, don't panic, it's still a really young team, still a really good core. And doing what you just said, not taking anything for granted and knowing tomorrow isn't promised and you may have to be proactive with making some moves in the offseason.
Yeah, it's a great question, Mark.
Who's the most important person that has blocked you on Twitter?
Another one.
I don't know. That's a good question.
How much progress can actually be made in an offense that has been modified like this with
Waddle.
The obvious limitations that they have?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tommy.
Wow. Kings stay king, and Tom Waddle has 31 now. And it's getting late. It's getting late early. I mean, we've got November, December, half of October's already done. There's only 2.5 months left. I think he could just, if Waddle doesn't do another interview the rest of the year, he's probably still going to win. I'm going to throw that out there. Because... you guys know how Jesse works. Jesse's a good question machine. Baseball season for Chicago is over. A little less Jesse in the rotation. So, I mean, if Waddle can just sit out the rest... In fact, it'd be great if Waddle just did sit out the rest of the interviews and just didn't ask questions so he didn't get
just
another
see,
point.
Right?
Just to see if he could do it.
Like, be the tortoise.
Yeah, that's the heat check.
I mean, be the hare, go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Let the tortoise get
that's
there.
The heat check for sure. That is absolutely the heat check. A lot of anniversaries today. It is the...
more than 40,000 watched in disbelief as a hot air balloon carried an 11-year-old boy over the light towers and eventually dumped him in the icy Minnesota River. It was a tough act to follow.
12 years ago, a couple decided it would be a good idea to fake their kid being trapped in a balloon over Colorado. Balloon boy hoax. happened. I saw that earlier today, and I know we love this, that when a kid gets dumped in the river from whatever year it was, the 50s or the 60s or whatever it was, where we didn't care about child safety. There was like no seatbelts. Kids could smoke at 12, that kind of thing.
Give me the money line. What's the money line of spread? If Waddle sits out.
And
everybody, who's behind him? What are the standings
Sylvie's,
right now?
Sylvie's the closest. Waddle has 28. Sylvie has 16, 17 now.
So Sylvie has 30. Like 5-1 if
yeah.
Waddle sat out.
Yeah. Waddle's done. Waddle's Georgia at this point. Waddle's Georgia at this point. It's time for Song of the Night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Song of the Night is brought by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, and Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We go back to 1974. Dolly Parton. Jolene. Like, I want to just let this breathe, but there are a few cool song facts about this song. That she wrote the song the same day she wrote I Will Always Love You. You want to talk about a roller coaster of emotions. She wrote this about a bank clerk that flirted with her husband at the time. And listen, I don't need to tell you about the great work that Dolly Parton's done over the years. Great charity work. She did great work during the pandemic here with the vaccine and giving a ton of money. There are tons of great versions of this song. The White Stripes do an amazing, amazing live version of this song that is one of the best White... It's probably my favorite White Stripes songs, even though it's not that long. But Dolly Parton is by far one of the most loved artists, whether you like country or not. I feel like everybody respects Dolly Parton. This was named number 217 on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. I mean, the song's only 2.5 minutes here, so I'm just gonna let Dolly do her thing for the last minute. This song came out today in 1973. She didn't release I Will Always Love You till 1974, even though both songs were written at the same time. Wrote it in a day. That's crazy. In the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago, brought to you by Xfinity. Miley Cyrus does do a good cover of this, Tal Carcino. I'll see you tomorrow at the broadcast. Lil Nas X does another good version as well.
You have to love her tone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to love her tone. For me, growing up, all women loved her.
Oh, absolutely.
She was like
who
the
doesn't?
Voice of women at that time.
Who doesn't?
My mom used to probably pardon her.
Absolutely. And that's Song of the Night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Make sure you come out tomorrow. Hang out with us, Chicago's College Tailgate, Pop's Pizza and Sports Bar, and Roselle, all brought to you by Coors Light. We're going to be talking college football. Chris will be there. He'll be back from his couple days off as Chris Bleck has the night off. Meat and Cheese Week comes to a close for Bleck and Abdallah. I don't really do like number predictions. I think the Bears keep it close. I think they've got the defense to keep it close. Hopefully Justin Fields airs it out a little bit more. And we have a good game. I don't want to be blown out by the Packers. That's not fun. But I think they'll keep it close, and that's it. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.